Broadcasting live at Corks and Stubbies right here in downtown Amherst. Tim Elkhorn along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. We are talking high school wrestling tonight here at Corks and Stubbies. And again, a huge thank you to Dave Hansen from Corks and Stubbies for having us in here tonight. He's treating the coaches to some great food here at Corks and Stubbies. That's a good thing. And, of course, a big thank you to our sponsors tonight, Ohio Family Realty and the Kobos Insurance Center. As we continue to talk high school wrestling, we've got a whole bunch of coaches that have made their way here and expecting several more between now and 9 o'clock tonight. All right, Sean Bennett, I'm going to let you do the introduction of this next coach because you two seem to get along just well.
Well, yeah, I know I've known Vinny. This is Vinny Corelli from Elyria Catholic. I've known Vinny for a long time. He coached at Lakewood, and I saw him at tournaments all the time. He's always wearing his shorts out there in the middle of winter. And then he came over and coached at Avon Lake, got into our coverage area a little bit more. Back to Lakewood, now at Elyria Catholic. So it's been a fun ride. He's always fun to talk to, and he definitely knows the sport inside and out.
Now, Vinny, you were the first one here tonight, but you did not want to be the first one on
the air. So Josh got that honor.
But it's great to have you here. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
And we'll kind of open it up generically as we did with Josh. Just talk about this upcoming season, some top wrestlers that you're looking forward to having big campaigns from.
All right. Still trying to build the program over there a little bit, increase the numbers. We're up a little bit, almost doubled our numbers from last year. We got a couple real good kids, got a transfer in this year. Some good freshmen that came in this year. Our real standout guy is Stan Blyke. He's a junior this year, was a state placer last year for us as a sophomore, state qualifier as a freshman. Hopefully we can get a little bit higher on the podium with him this year. And we got a nice guy transfer over from Oberlin, Robbie Cobb. He was a 32-pounder last year, 26-pounder last year, and he's he'll be right around the same weight as Stan, so nice good drill partner for them to drill with each other. And got some good young kids in. I don't know if you remember the Steve Ferguson from the Southview days back in the mid-late 90s. His son is wrestling with us, middle school state qualifier. So we're looking for some things out of him, and we got about three real good solid wrestlers in the freshman class, Garrett Ruby, and Malik Gaddy, who's be joining us midway through the season, hopefully. And then a couple newcomers, new fresh faces we haven't seen yet. And, we got one senior we're hoping will do well, PJ Ruby. He's good solid kid. We're looking for him to hopefully do well, and he's been working hard and played football this year, so he's going to bring that with him this year, and I think he's going to be a good leader for us this year.
Vinny, how challenging is it for these freshmen to jump right in and become stalwart wrestlers for you? How big of a transition is that?
It's tough, and we tell these kids, our thing is we got to beat the middle school out of them because they come in with that middle school attitude. They've always been able to get by with one move or maybe out-muscle kids. And, we're not wrestling middle school kids anymore. You're wrestling grown men now. And, you're going to have to step up your game and you're going to have to, work a little harder because it's a lot different than what you've done in middle school. And some of those kids understand that. And some of them still think, they're the big man on campus and not realizing until they get on the mat with those older kids that, hey, this guy was right. Or, maybe I do need to turn it up a little bit. And, it all works out in the end. I mean, the good kids continue to be good. They understand, and they go through it. They learn what you're trying to teach and the things you're trying to get through with them, and they understand it. And those kids, continue to be good as the season and the years move on for them.
Yeah, Vinny, in the opening segment, we kind of talked about the uniqueness of wrestling and having both the dual team matchups and the tournament matchups. And for Elyria Catholic, for many recent years, it's been – tournaments has been their kind of thing because you've had a star wrestler or something like that would get you the points and maybe put you in some tournaments. And in dual tournaments, you're putting 14 wrestlers out there, and sometimes Elyria Catholic had to forfeit about half their slots. You still have a couple holes in the lineup, but are you excited that you're going to be in dual tournaments and be able to compete a little bit more in that format?
Yeah, exactly. We'll be a decent tournament team this year, I think, with you could score well in the tournaments with four or five real good kids. And I think that'll be the case. And I also think dual meet wise, we'll be more competitive in the dual meets because we're going to fill out more of a lineup. And I think we'll even, we won one dual meet last year with six kids on the team. I think this year with 10, 11 kids, we'll be able to win a few more dual meets. And, you know, the kids need to learn how to win. And when, once they start doing that and they're winning, they're, you know, more kids are going to come out. You know, winning breeds success, you know. So with more kids coming out, we're going to, you know, it'll take a few years. But I think this year we'll win some more dual meets than we have in the past.
Again, we're talking with Vinny Corelli, head coach of wrestling at Elyria Catholic. Sean?
I was just going to ask, we kind of mentioned some of your former stops as far as coaching goes. All of Division I stops. And,
yep.
Last year was your first year coaching a Division III program. What are some of the challenges of having to deal with a smaller program?
Well, just being in the smaller schools, you know, the numbers, you're not getting as many kids. I mean, it, there's 400 kids in the school. You know, at the D1 schools, there's 400 boys in the school, you know. Maybe, you know, 800 boys in the school. So you're working with a lot less to choose from. Through the school, so you're getting, you know, you don't get, the numbers aren't going to be as great, but hopefully you get more quality out of that. You can spend a little more time with each kid. You know, we got five coaches in the room, guys who have been helping us for years, who've been on the same, you know, we've been on the same staff for years. I mean, my assistant's Dennis Duffy, he's been with me for 16 years, and we have old wrestlers that wrestled with us at Lakewood that are now coaching with us, and, you know, these kids are getting individual attention now. You know, the 10 kids, we got five coaches, so, you know, you got one kid for every group, one coach for every group of kids. So they're getting a lot more attention, which is nice, but you just don't have the pool of kids to choose from. You know, you don't have hundreds of kids. I mean, in a 450-kid school, there might be only 200 boys there. So, you know, and they're playing basketball, and they're, you know, they're swimming, and they're playing hockey, so we got a lot less of a pool to choose from, but... You know, if we can get 15 to 20 kids every year, it'd be a good number for us, you know, with as small as the school is.
Vinny, any particular thoughts on the new conference?
I like it. I like it a lot. It's a good wrestling conference. You know, there's a lot of good traditional schools there. You know, Parma's been great for years. Normandy's been solid for years. You know, Bay and River, those guys have been real good for the last few years. So I think wrestling-wise, it's going to be real competitive. And it's just going to competitive. It's going to be wrestling-wise. It's going to be real competitive. And the schools that are there, and you know, Normandy, I mean, they're going to challenge for a league championship. I mean, Jerry DeForge is over there, and he's been doing great with them. And, you know, I think every program has a shot to win there. I mean, there's not one team who's going to run away with it. It could be anybody any year.
Vinny, as we allow Josh, any final thoughts in a minute or two about EC wrestling for the upcoming season that we didn't touch on here in the past few minutes?
No, just pretty much, you know, we're looking to, you know, our older, more experienced guys, were, you know, they've been great leaders, and, you know, Stan's been a good leader for us, and we're hoping, you know, bigger things for him this year. Took a little break this year from wrestling in the summer, and he's a little bit hungry, so, you know, we kind of still want him hungry in February, March, when we should be, and you know, that's about it. I mean, hopefully, you know, things roll the way we want them to, and if they do, I think we'll be in pretty good shape.
There we go. You got a plate full of food over there that I think is about gone.
Well, yeah, if I
the problem
say one
is,
more thing,
Vinny, you walked up, they brought your food over, and there's six wrestling coaches over there just eyeing your plate.
I could take all them guys. I'm not worried. But if I could say one more thing,
sure.
We're hosting for any of the youth coaches that are listening out there, we're hosting a youth tournament on November 22nd at Elyria Catholic. We've hosted these tournaments for about 10 years now, always draw good numbers, so... If anyone's interested, go to OhioWrestling.com. They can find the tournament form there, or email me, or call me, and we'll get them the tournament form.
Very cool.
So,
hey, we appreciate you
all
coming
right, thanks
out
a lot.
Tonight.
Appreciate
we really do.
Appreciate
See, it wasn't that bad, was
no,
it?
No, not at all. Thanks.
You're welcome. Vinny Corelli from Elyria Catholic joining us here at the table at Corks and Stubbies. Again, we're just getting started. All sorts of wrestling coaches here at Corks and Stubbies at Five Corners in Amherst, and we're glad to be bringing it to you on AM 930 WEOL. Tim Elkhorn, along with Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. And again, our show tonight presented by Ohio Family Realty and the Cobos Insurance Center. Let's take a quick timeout. Boy, they're stacked up like planes over at Hopkins. We just got to pick one out. We got all sorts of coaches here. So we're going to bring you another one after this on AM 930 WEOL and online at WEOL.com.